Now, let me give you an idea of how powerful all the things we've learned so far together can really weigh in helping you to basically create sales in areas where maybe you haven't before. First of all, if you're always test closing, you're going to be noticing the state that the customer's in, which is critical. Do you remember when we talked about in order to succeed, you've got to, number one, know what your outcome is. If you're going to go communicate to someone, you've got to know in advance, what is it you want to sell? How do you want to go about doing this? What's the result you want? Two, you've got to take action. You can't just think about it. You've got to obviously follow through as well. Three, you've got to pay attention and know what you're getting. Is your present communication style getting you closer or further away from the prospect and the goal of them buying? You have to develop, remember what we called sensory acuity, acute sensitivity to notice, am I getting closer or further away from my goal? And if it's not working, you need to simply make a change. If you say, Tony, but I don't know what to do, do anything other than what you're doing, because what you're doing isn't working. Simply change your approach. And if that doesn't work, change again. If that doesn't work, change again. If you keep changing, you will find something that works, if you're committed and if you keep rapport. So what can you look for to know whether or not they're in a buying state or not? Well, you already feel it in your gut. There are all kinds of elements. When somebody's ready to buy, you can see it in their face. There's a big difference between somebody who's bored and somebody who's excited. And it primarily has to do with the amount of muscular tension in a person's face. When people are bored or frustrated or tired, sure enough, the muscles in the face tend to sag. When they're interested or excited or they have desire, the facial muscles tend to pull up slightly. And you can usually see that. There's much more color in the face, the blood flow when someone is in a desiring state than it is when they're not. If while you're doing the test closing, you notice that the person has really begun to relax a lot more, they're just very relaxed compared to where you started, that is a buying sign immediately. If someone's relaxed, they're no longer really concerned. And so the more you can relax them, the better off. If when they talk to you, they're doing it a lot with open hands instead of being closed up, that body language is not always accurate, but it usually is a decent indicator that they're being open to your idea and that there's a strong interest and there's a good chance that this person is going to purchase. Another example would be when somebody is scratching their chin or scratching their lips in this way. Usually what they're doing is they're weighing and they're considering. And for them to be considering, they must believe that there's a certain amount of value. They have some conviction that your product has real value for them. So when you see somebody scratching their chin in deep thought, the bottom line is they're paying attention to you. They're hearing what they're saying, you're saying, and they're really going inside and trying to justify it. Usually at that point, if you can give them another unit of conviction, something gives them a logical way to justify what they're doing or a little more desire, you can kick them over the edge. Another one is if, while you're talking about your product, they just start to get real friendly with you. People start to get much more friendly, you know that they're in a buying state. And lastly would be if all of a sudden you've put something in front of them like an application or something and they begin to actually pick the application up, for example, or touch it, or they keep tapping the product, or they talk about the product as if they already owned it, or say, well, gosh, if I had this, I guess I could do this and this and that. All of those are clear buying signs, and you should be incredibly excited at that point. You're now in a green light stage.